everybody. Welcome to Steak and Eggs, episode 83. I'm Emmy, and I'm with Lakari and Asmund, of course. And lots of things happened this week. Only Fangs did the raid. Asmund doing his stuff.
I caused trouble again.
Asmund always caused trouble.
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
What did you do this time?
I don't remember. It happened like over 3 days ago, so I forgot. I forgot what the problem was that I did. But I did something wrong.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
Stop saying shit, bro.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Stop talking.
Well, that is the majority of my problems. Yeah, the more that I talk, the more problems I have.
Oh, no.
But you did OnlyFangs, didn't you?
I did.
You did the raid.
I did the raid.
Were you in the raid?
Yeah, yeah, I was in the
raid. And you didn't die.
I didn't die.
Why not?
Well, you know, I could have died for content like everyone else, but I felt like, I mean, I personally, you know, I'm in this because I want to actually get to content that's cool.
Yeah.
Not just die in MC for views. So it's kind of like, I'd rather, you know, push my character as far as it can go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, are they going to do BWL or anything? Or is, like, that pretty much it? I mean, I feel like that's it.
No, I want to do BWL. I mean, hey, T1 was on. He was leveling an alt mage. You know, I see people in the guild, they're still playing. I personally haven't been on because, honestly, I'm just going to be honest, fuck some of these WoW viewers.
They're weird, right?
They are weird.
They're some losers, man. I don't know what came, like... They've always been like this, by the way.
Yeah.
They've always been like this. It is mono gamer viewers. Emmy, are there a bunch of losers in the League community?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
of course.
Like taking shit too
There's
seriously.
Losers Absolutely. In the League community.
Yeah.
But I have to say, after playing League.
Yeah.
And I thought League was the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Like, as bad as it gets.
Well, you've got to dig to find the WoW players.
Then I dug a hole.
Yeah.
And then there were the WoW players.
That's
and they
right.
They just came out.
Oh,
and
man.
The thing is, like, I'm just going to use, you know, Soda Poppin' as an example.
Yeah.
I've been on Soda Poppin' stream, played Dark and Darker with him and Vay, like, for months.
Yeah.
And his chat was fantastic. It was great.
Of course.
Great vibes, wonderful community. I just want to put it out there. I love Chance's chat.
Yeah.
I do. I love them a lot. And then, fast forward, we do OnlyFangs. I play WoW. You know, I try to do the same banter I do with, you know, Mr. Poppins. And his chat's just like, man, this guy's fucking annoying.
It's
so annoying. I hate this guy.
They're not
Can we get
part
him out
of like
here?
The actual community.
It's got nothing to do with Chance, because if it did, then they wouldn't have bullied his girlfriend out of
I
the
know.
Raid.
I was going to. That's
you
insane.
Know? That's crazy. So you saw this.
Yeah, it was people like sending messages or maybe just like typing in chat to Vay, like, oh, you're only in because you're the guild leader's girlfriend. Like, how fucking stupid are you?
So basically,
like she would have been there anyway, even if they weren't dating. Cause like she did so much. She's like a big streamer on her own. Like, are they fucking stupid?
You know what the fucked up part about it is?
Yeah.
Actually, the fucked up part about it is the part that pisses me off the absolute most is you have these literal mouth breathing. I want to say it, right? I want to say it, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
They don't even watch our streams. They don't even watch. They don't watch. They
no, they're
watched
WoW. They're
second.
WoW players, and they're like tourists that are like, "Oh, I've got this new person thinks that they can come into my game." Well, do they know what happened in this game 12 years ago?
Exactly.
No, they don't. So okay, cringe. So they're not real. They're a tourist.
Yeah, but they haven't seen Vay play. They don't know how good she is. They haven't seen me play. They don't know how good I am. They're just in, I don't know whose chat, just typing all of this bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And messaging us, like, all of this hateful shit. And they have not seen a second of our gameplay.
No.
That's what pisses me off the most.
Oh, yeah. They're so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, so last year when Emmy and Miz played, I would make videos and I said that it was, like, 80% Miz's fault that Emmy died. And, like, he got so much fucking hate for that.
Like, people took it so fucking seriously.
People were going crazy because the video got like a million views, obviously, right?
Jesus.
People are watching this. They were getting furious about it. And now this year, I didn't make as much content about it this time because I'm like, okay, well, this is settled down here, right?
Yeah.
And so then
well,
I read
you did
the
for
threads.
Pirate, and then look what happened.
Well, I did one video.
Run.
One video, and that's all it took. And then everything pretty much spiraled out of control from there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it happened. So OnlyFangs is full of a bunch of retarded fucking losers.
Oh,
that's what it is.
You said it.
That's what they are.
Okay.
Right? And to be fair, I'm being nice.
Yeah.
And so anyway, this happens. And at the beginning, the real mining canary was S-Fand. The way that they acted to S-Fand... That was so fucking
It was so
cringe.
Weird. Yeah, I remember everyone being
so
like,
weird.
It's weird. Like, who are these people that are so mad and why?
I wouldn't call them people.
No, I wouldn't call them people either. I'd call them subhuman.
They're
because like I'd see like people in my chat talking about Espen and be like, "Oh, lol, he died like 7 times, ha ha." And I'd
was
be
this
like,
the first OnlyFans or
no, second. This one? But like I'd see people who are like actually part of the Twitch community, like my chat or like Soda's chat at first, like before it got really big, being like, "Oh, lol, Espen, bad lol," and I was like, "Oh, well, like." They're not like shitting on him, you know. They're just like,
part of the
and then I read the threads and I was like, who are these people and why are so many people agreeing with them? Like, what is going on?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's weird.
Well, it's like then that happened, then the pirate software situation happened, and that was the big one, right? Yeah. That's the big event.
Then after that,
you had the Vay stuff, and then there's people getting mad about the raid that are like, you know, talking about
Who's
it,
mad
complaining.
About the, why are they mad about the raid?
Well, I mean, because people died. Some people died. Some people didn't get in. Yeah. You know, there's always, it took too long. Like, just everything is a complaint, right?
It did take so fucking long.
It did. I don't know why they got us up at 9 a.m.
They went back to Orgrimmar like 5 times.
It was only 3.
Dude, so
it felt like 5.
Asmund, like, you played WoW, right? Is that what you have to do? Or could we have done it more efficiently?
Yeah, you could have done it more efficiently.
So why did we go back to Orgrimmar 5 times?
Well, everybody had really high viewers. And
is
so
that
like,
really why?
Well, that's not the only reason. Basically, like, so world buffs do run out over time.
Yeah.
And so you want to refresh, like, different buffs and have different things like that.
Okay.
Sure, but it's just not really that important.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for some people, they're going to want to do that just to make sure that everything is, like, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it happened.
Yeah.
But it was so weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Asmund, you just can't, like... You can't please these fucking WoW players, huh? You can't
please them. You can't, actually.
It's impossible.
You can't make people, you know, like you who hate themselves. And that's what they do. And, like, I've noticed this, like, whenever I saw the way the classic WoW community was in 2019, I realized, man, I need to stop streaming WoW all the time.
Dude,
this is bad.
You made a good fucking choice.
A good choice for sure.
You really did. Like, I might sound, like, a little upset right now, but it's because I am. Like,
yeah, sure.
You know... I want to say, like, playing OnlyFans, like, kind of reignited a passion for me in my heart that didn't exist before. Because I used to play, I used to play, like, a lot of, like, Korean MMOs back in the day.
Yeah,
like
BDO.
BDO and, like, Terra. And it kind of reminded me of the good old days.
Right.
And, like, you know, playing through that and meeting all these cool people in OnlyFans, you know, like, especially, like, you know, I don't know, Yamato, T1, Geronimo.
League players.
Yeah, there's countless. Like, Gunner, like, there's Morgana. There's so many people that I've met. And I'm not going to be able to name them all, but like meeting all of them and like playing with them, you know, seeing like the wholesome interaction with like Soda and T1.
Yeah,
like for
example,
T1 was super excited when he saw Nyxia. He was like, oh my God, there she is. And one really wholesome moment that would like, I'll stay with me forever was Chance was like, T1, do you want to tank the boss? And T1 was like, yes, I fucking do. And it was the cutest fucking shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it made me realize, man, Chance is a really fucking good guy. Like, he's a really good guy.
He did a great job leading it. I think he really did.
Yeah,
and
he really
it's
did.
Everything about it, like, there's nothing that he could have done differently that would have changed the way that people behave. Yeah. That is just simply the way that classic WoW players are. It's like, if you go into that community and you make content, you're going to have these people.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, to kind of finish my point, it's kind of just like, that part is, like, such, like, a high...
Yeah.
Right? It's such a high, like just such a great high. And then you have this fucking low. This disgusting cesspool. I don't want to call them like, I want to name them. They're like OnlyFang WoW event viewers. Because I don't want to consider like maybe they are the WoW community.
Yeah.
But I think they're like a step below.
They're there for the drama.
Yeah, they're like there for the drama. They're there to shit on everyone, put everyone down.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
These retards. Actually, fuck them.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%, Asmund.
Absolutely.
Because when you were telling me about like, why you stepped away from WoW and why you fucking...
People thought I was crazy.
People thought you were crazy. I thought, you know, maybe it's not so bad because, you know, once I was getting into it, I was like, this is having fun. They aren't so bad.
Yeah.
But, oh, boy. Once you settle in, good job getting out.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Yep.
Actually.
Well, even when Emmy would die, she would get like a bunch of negative comments. It was crazy.
No, really?
Like I would read them and they're like, oh, well, she could have done this and she could have done that. If I was in that situation, I wouldn't have died.
No, it's funny because like some of the times when I would die, people in chat would be like backseating.
Uh-huh.
Like, but everyone be saying the same thing. Like, for example, when I died on my hunter and I was feigning death, everyone said, stay.
Yeah.
And then after I died to that anyway, because some of the mobs resisted, the comments were like, well, why didn't she just run?
She should have
so
known.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, she should have known.
Isn't hindsight
literally
crazy?
Not a single person yeah. said to run in my chat.
Yeah, no, of
which, like, to be
did.
Fair, a lot of the people yeah. watching don't even play WoW.
Yeah.
But, well, like, you don't know if every single mob resisted. It's obvious
exactly,
if
yeah.
one resists, but it's not obvious if five resist.
True, yeah.
And so it's like, you didn't do anything wrong, really. It's just that sometimes what you did, you shouldn't have been there in the first place. But that's the thing, right, is it's always structural. Like, it's almost never a bad decision where, like, you could have done something different. Like, usually you just get fucked over, yeah. right? And that's it.
Yeah,
like before combat starts was the mistake, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, I think it's like one of those things where, like, you have to realize that a lot of these people watching these clips aren't very smart, so they're not going to take the time to think about, like, in you in the situation. They're looking at the clip like, yeah. oh, I know she's gonna die, here's what I would have done.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They're not putting themselves in the
actual
situation.
I feel like
situation.
I was really dead no matter what, like, because there was also a point where, like, I stopped running because I was trying to see, like, where Miz was pathing because I didn't know the area. And, like, oh, she could have kept running, but that area has the what are they, the, like, stealthed panthers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I probably, because, like, there was another time I was running from something and I ran into one of those and almost died.
You were in Ashenvale, is that right?
Oh,
no,
it was
Stranglethornvale.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
They looked at the okay. trolls.
Yeah.
I think I was probably dead no matter what. Probably.
It looked like a bad situation.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's, like, some
90% chance you were dead. Yeah.
There
probably
might have been
higher.
Something you could have done, but it's
yeah,
just
I
like.
Yeah, I could have gotten lucky maybe and not yeah. run into one of those.
I mean, I reviewed that clip and it looked like Miz, like, fairy fired, like, an extra mob and aggroed some extra stuff. I don't know what was going on.
I don't
there,
I mean, really. I also pulled some stuff because I was yeah. pathing the wrong way. Because, like
yeah.
I said,
it was just,
I
like, chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you guys expected.
Very messy.
Like,
I'm just glad that shit's over.
Yeah.
I am. I'm so glad
really
that's
am.
Over. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be raid logging until
no,
I die.
No, sure. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, exactly. I mean, that's but. Fine. Like, I feel like it would be fun, but, man, the viewers just make it literally zero fucking fun, man.
The thing is, like, I yeah. love the guild so much. I love the people that I met in the guild so much.
Yeah, that sucks.
Amphi, like,
I love
uh-huh.
community
Zico.
Gaming events because there's, like,
yeah.
almost none nowadays. Now it feels like
exactly like OnlyFans is, like, such a special event that, like, you know, if it wasn't for all of, like, you know, the people I met in the guild, like, all my new friends that I met,
yeah,
God bless their souls. I want to call them family, my brothers, my sisters,
right?
I love them. If it wasn't for them, fuck WoW, fuck OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
all these stupid-ass motherfucking viewers that I have to deal with every day.
So,
and it's not, like, all of them, right? Like, because
yeah.
there's a lot of them that are great. And, you know, they come into my chat and they're like, Lakar, you did a good job. We love you, man. Keep it up.
Yeah.
I love those guys so much. And they're, you know, I call them my brothers, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're my homies. But, man,
so
are the toxic viewers toxic?
Are we playing next year?
OnlyFans?
Yep.
Fuck yeah, sign me up. Let's go, baby. Hey, if Big Tonka T is there, count me in, bro. I love that man. All right, I'll follow him to the day I die.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you hear his speech?
I did
yeah,
not.
It was,
no.
It was good.
Oh my God, you have to hear his speech.
Yeah.
It was so good, the Onyxia speech, man. We got to play it for you.
I watched a little bit of it. I mean, I've been so in my own world of, like, just drama and random games and stuff like that. I haven't even really thought about the OnlyFans stuff hardly at all.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I've been so focused on that and just, like, farming YouTube content, honestly.
Okay.
That's
okay.
been my whole entire fucking life.
I mean, hey, you're
yeah.
winners
it,
win.
It's been working. Hey, yeah, it's
winners
been working
win.
Very well. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe one day I'd go back and do one of those again, but yeah. I don't know. It's just like, it's so much of a time investment.
It is.
And
I
feel like it's like you could do so many other things at the same time. And I'm like, you know, it's really kind of hard for me to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird to, like, think about investing, like, 200 plus hours.
That's into a lot of
character
time.
Just to yeah. like, die to some bullshit, mm-hmm. you know, like, especially in the raid, like, we're not using Petri's. So
yeah.
Oh,
anything
yeah,
that happens.
And what,
like,
happened to Fandy?
Yeah,
like literally just bad RNG.
Blow up.
You just get got.
You just
get
got, and that's it.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
Yeah, that's what's really crazy is, like, I feel like WoW is obviously not made for hardcore because you do have, like, random, like, freak events. And just because you can like over prepare and like prevent 99% of them doesn't necessarily mean it was made for that.
Yeah.
So it's just a very, very weird situation. Yeah. Like I would not want to play hardcore WoW. And also I like playing video games and just turning my brain off.
Exactly.
I don't like having to think about it or plan for anything. I just play the game and I'm just like thinking about four other things that have nothing to do with the game at the same time.
And I feel like that's something that's gotten lost. I don't know when everyone became so fucking serious about gaming. I don't know when that happened. Like, what happened to playing games for fun? Now, if you try a new build or you try to have fun or you try to play something that's like off meta, for example, Marvel Rivals, I play Captain America.
Yeah.
I think I do pretty damn good on it. I'm almost Grandmaster solo queue.
Yeah.
Captain America, right? But I get people like in my chat, in the game, why are you playing that character? Pick Doctor Strange. What can Captain America even do? It's just like, dude, like, bro, let me play my game. I got this. And, you know, I'll do well. I'll create a lot of space, and I feel like I do great.
Well, there's people that queue in Celestial that are Captain America, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not like you can't be good in Captain America.
Exactly. I hate the naysayers. I hate the negative Nancys. I hate the Google Andys.
Well, it's also like, I mean, the fact is like Doctor Strange in a lot of ways is better.
He is.
Right?
He is. He's meta. He's better.
And there's a reason why the meta is there.
Meta slaves.
Yeah, meta slaves.
It's true, but the meta works, and that's why it's the meta.
Yep.
And what happened, I think, is Fortnite. I think Fortnite happened. The game got super popular. You saw people that were becoming overnight successes.
Yeah.
You know, because like a lot of these people that are like trying to push you to like, oh, play this, play that.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got TTV in their name, right? Like they do.
They do.
Or YT or TikTok or TT or whatever, right?
Yep.
Because they want to be the next Ninja. They want to be the next Jinxie or Queso or something, right? Where like they get the like they're this super good player and like they're taking it super seriously because they want to be a pro like gamer, basically,
just
right?
Comes back to streamers ruin everything.
Yes. Well, the thing is unironically, the answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
I think that streamers are a massive multiplier for metagaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge meta multiplayer.
Sense. Yeah, of course.
I wonder if there'll ever be a game like Fortnite again. I feel like probably not. Like
GTA
in terms of like impact.
We always say that, then it happens. It always comes around. Like we never thought Marvel Rivals would be a thing. No, here we are.
That's true, but I don't think it's comparable to Fortnite.
I think GTA 6 will probably be a really big game, and there'll probably be something else. Like if you think about the real transcendent games, like Among Us, GTA, like I'd say Fortnite, and then Minecraft. Mm-hmm. All of these games were like kind of out of fucking nowhere, right?
Yeah.
And so really you're going to have to wait. And World of Warcraft even, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of out of nowhere for like what it was. And at least people didn't expect it to be that good. And I think that the next big game is going to be something like that too.
Yeah.
It's going to be something people can't really even predict.
What about the Riot MMO? Are they still working on that?
Yeah, they had to go back to the drawing board on it though.
Oof. Okay.
Like, well, I think they should have. I think they made the right call.
Were there like any footage of it? I haven't even seen it.
No, like I mean
I think
like,
there's like a really old clip from like, do you remember that year that they announced like Arcane, Runeterra, everything like
the
Valorant
Project
all
L
at the same time?
Project
I remember there's like some clip of like Blitzcrank that was like the MMO, but I feel like what it looks now probably is nothing like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they totally had to go back to the drawing board, I think. And it's because, well, they lost their creative guy. Like, so Ghostcrawler, who was the one who was heading up the Riot MMO, and he left like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And then he came back and or now he's making another MMO.
Yeah, the top
separate.
Left is the clip that they showed.
Yeah,
but I feel like it probably looks nothing like that now.
Yeah, it's like obviously something totally different because that looks like a phone game realistically. And I think that they know that.
League-based
right?
RPG. Oh, that might not even be it. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, they did the Riot Forge for a while. And, like, I don't know if you guys played any of those games, but they were...
I didn't.
Yeah, they were relatively good games. It's just that they were overpriced and they weren't really up to the quality that I think a lot of people were expecting from Riot. And it was, like, a bit of a, you know, kind of expectation mismatch. And they canceled the whole thing.
Damn.
But, yeah. I mean, like, a Riot MMO could be huge. But I think that people don't know how to make a good MMO right now.
Yeah.
And, like, I not that I do either, right? I don't know.
It's hard.
Yeah, I think that what's really going to be, you know, like, kind of illuminating is how Monster Hunter Wilds does.
Ooh,
because you're going to have...
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have, like, this degree of, like, multiplayer aspect and then also single-player aspect. And so I think that's really where... you're going to see a lot of the gameplay come from. That's going to be the main thing.
And I think, like, at the end of the day, when you can play with your friends, play with your homies, that's the always going to be the best type of game. You know, see all these successful games, you can always play with your friends. Fortnite, League,
Minecraft.
Minecraft, the old Monster Hunter World.
Yes.
Right? What else am I thinking about? Like, for example,
PUBG, World of Warcraft, like every single other game.
Yeah.
Like,
every game that has always been like a big hit is always you can play with the boys.
I would say the exception would be something like Elden Ring, right?
Well, like, Elden Ring can play with people.
You can.
Yeah,
but
no one really does that.
There's friction.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of friction and you need the mod. And the mod didn't come out for a while.
That is true.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that we get more games like that. I was telling you guys, like, there's a new anime Dark Souls games coming out, which I'm happy about. And I just hope that they keep making more of them.
Yeah.
People complained about, like, oh, it's just another one. I'm thinking, oh my God, it's another one. You know, like, yes, all right, I get to play another one.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when I was thinking about like playing together, was like, I feel like for like the initial single player experience, Elden Ring and Dark Souls. Like, the initial playthrough is what brings people in, but what keeps people playing is like invading, like being the blue guy and the red guy, and all that stuff. I feel like that's like a big thing.
Mm-hmm. It is, absolutely.
And then like helping, like, you know, did you hear about that guy that helped people kill Melania? He had like 1,000
solo her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he had like 1,000 Melania kills.
Yeah.
Right, doing stuff like that, like knowing the boss so well and helping other adventurers kill the boss, gives like people a sense of reward and like satisfaction.
Well, there was also the wall. Do you remember the wall?
Oh,
So like, you know, in Anne Orlando, where you have to like run up the stairs with the guys that are shooting arrows at you.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like the most annoying thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy, this fucking guy, put on Havel's armor, the massive like great shield, and he just sat right there. Yep.
He would escort people through.
The opposite.
He
was the wall.
He was the wall. He would stand there.
Think about
it.
Do walls let people through or they prevent them from going
through?
Well,
when you said shield, I was like, oh, he's protecting them.
He would stand there. It was literally impossible to get past them.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
And he would hold them in place.
Yeah.
And then the archers would shoot them and it would knock them off.
Yep.
And it would kill them.
Yep.
It was the funniest fucking thing. Yeah. And so now every single Elden Ring. Well, I did this in the DLC, right?
Oh, really?
It will with my build. Yes, absolutely. It was a total cheese build. It was the most pathetic, garbage, bullshit.
We love that
build. It was so good.
We love
it. It was so fun. And like, that's what I liked. I love doing that. And so anyway, this is the same with like every Dark Souls game now.
Yeah.
It's like people try to create the wall build.
Exactly.
And it's like a new meta thing. But like, that's also from like multiplayer, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's what...
watching those videos is so fucking funny. There's another one where, do you know in Elden Ring, there's a shield in Caelid that you can get that if it has a special like weapon art where it shoots fire out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know that one.
Have you seen this, Emmy?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So there's this guy that he has the shield on, and he puts on all of this poise gear, and he waits for people to get in a corner. He uses all of his poise abilities, and then he turns the shield fire on, and he just sits there, and he burns them alive.
Oh, my God. Wait, I got to watch that. I haven't seen that one.
It's so fucking funny.
Jesus. Yeah.
And they're just like running around while their health is going down. They can't do anything. It's the funniest fucking thing. I loved it, man. And so all that stuff, like, you're right. It's like those player interactions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what really...
The community shit.
And
so
that's
important.
That, like, I think that there's somewhere in between that and World of Warcraft where, like, the next big MMO is going
to
be.
Right? I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
I actually think you're onto something. Isn't that what Ashes of Creation is trying to do? Or is it a little
Think Ashes is more of your traditional lineage BDO type MMO, actually.
Yeah. I haven't heard much about it. I just know people are all really excited about it.
But, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the beta for it is out, or the alpha, actually, is out, and people do really like it. But it's still like very much like nuts and bolts, right? Yeah. Like it's like, I'd say 20% what it needs to be.
Oh God.
It may be 30% somewhere.
That's
around.
Not coming out for another 5 years.
Probably four. Yeah. I'd say somewhere around there. Yeah.
Oh my God. Y'all are going to be 40.
Oh, okay. Emmy, don't remind me.
You're going to be 30.
Yeah. 31.
Man. How about that?
That's I mean, you got the buff. Like,
yeah,
it's not, you're not going to age until like you're like 60, then it'll all happen like instantly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm hoping that, you know, like, if I'm 80 years old, I'm probably still going to be playing video games.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to stop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I don't get that, like, when you get older, you have to, like, stop having fun.
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
Stupid. Like, my mom was playing video games at 70 years old. all the time.
Your mom is based. Yeah, God damn.
It was crazy. Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God.
And yeah, she never stopped.
That's what I want to be.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do if you're like 80, you don't have a hobby, but like your kids are like gone? Like, what do you do all day?
You die.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, you lived your life.
Yeah,
everyone's
clock
gotta go
out
sometime.
I mean, yeah. Even at like 50, I can't imagine like you're too busy where like you don't have time to have hobbies.
I feel like this child mentality. I mean, like, dude, yeah. The partying and the going out, that's what you do when you're young. Yeah. When you're old, that's when you figured out what you want to do. And if gaming is what you want to do, that's what you do.
People do both.
You can do both, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's whatever you want. Like, I don't believe that there is like this way to live your life. You live your life how you want to live it. You don't let anyone tell you different.
When I'm 60, well, we'll probably have like Neuralink, so this won't be necessary.
Yeah.
But theoretically, the boys will probably still come over and bring whatever is their computer over to the house.
As it should be.
And we'll play video games and eat pizza. And maybe it won't be as good for our health then, but we'll do it anyway. And mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
It's the way it is. I mean, listen, if you're living your life by some standard that someone else has set, I don't think you're actually living. I think you're in a prison.
Well, honestly. It's weird because like a lot of people is like, at least for my age, is that like you have the people, and Lakari, it's probably like this for you too, like people you went to school with.
Yeah.
There are some people who went the way of like technology, and other people went the way of the boomer.
Yep.
Right? And there's some
What's
of them.
What's the way of the boomer?
It's like
no social media.
Yeah.
They go out, like if they want to meet somebody, they go out to a bar and meet them.
Bar hopping.
Exactly. And they, you know, they go to like football games and they're just normies.
It's essentially the old fashioned way how our parents did it.
Exactly.
Like before the internet.
I mean, that doesn't sound too bad, but then it's like if like you don't have a big pool of people, they're like kind of shitty and I feel like you're just fucked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest downside, I think.
And another downside of it is like, you know how many fucking cool people I've met online? Like
same.
That I would have never known existed in this world.
I mean, probably me and Lack wouldn't. Wait, are you from Texas, Lack?
I am from Texas, but like we probably wouldn't have met because I live in San Antonio.
No, we definitely wouldn't have met.
Yeah, like you got to think about it. Like think about like all the crazy relationships or interactions you've had with people online.
People
from all across the world, you would have never even known they existed. And this fantastic technology has brought us all together.
I feel like a lot of people talk about the negatives about gaming, but you're totally right. I mean, like gaming, dude, it was that was my favorite part about like being in a WoW guild is like having everybody there.
Exactly.
And I remember in like my BDO guild, it was the exact same thing. We had like this guy from Qatar, and then like we had this other like redneck guy from Texas who was a prison guard.
Oh my God.
And they would talk about like just different rent. And then we had this other Australian, and they would just like talk about like, so like, what do you like? So are like women slaves over there? Or like, what the fuck? Like,
what the fuck?
And then they would ask him, like, so do you like, how often do they have school shootings? Is this like a regular thing?
Oh my God.
Is it like Fortnite or what?
Dude, your guild sounds like my old guild.
Yes. Well, those guys were amazing.
It's amazing.
And these are like conversations that you could just have on the internet. And it's like, you can just understand people and you can ask the questions that you're not. So like, do you guys really fuck your cousins? Like, does this happen or not? You're like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, it reminds me of like, it's like a more crazy version of like, I used to get stuff like, for example, like, you know, there'd be people from EU. Like, so you're from Texas, huh?
Yeah.
You guys ride horses over there.
Right,
huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, like that type of stuff. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they would just ask the worst fucking questions. Yeah. And I would answer like any of them I could answer. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no way. No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And like those were the best things about the online world. And I feel like now it's like it's so sanitized that it's not interesting at all like it used to.
What's sanitized about it?
Well, like you get banned for saying stuff. Like you used to never get banned for saying stuff back then.
Emmy,
you like used to never.
No, but like, there's plenty of places that aren't. You can say basically whatever you want.
Not these games though, right?
Oh, and games?
Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? Back in the old days, these games, this was the fucking, like you were going into the fucking Coliseum.
Yep.
Like no rules. Everybody was cheating.
Well, that's also why it was less popular back then, I think.
I don't know about that.
I just think people didn't know about it. That's all.
Yeah, they didn't know about it. They didn't have computers back then.
Yeah.
And back in 2005, it's like very few people had computers. And like back then, like people would still come over to my house to like use my printer and stuff like that. And like, oh, yeah, we've got to print something out. Yeah.
Classic.
People didn't have internet then, even. Yeah. Some people. Yeah, it was crazy.
Do you remember 56K, dude?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. The,
oh,
like,
absolutely.
The, oh, my God. I remember playing, like, StarCraft Brood of War, and, like, someone would call, and it would...
Mom, hang up. I'm in a ranked match.
Yeah.
Tell her you'll call her back.
Dude, I was doing, like, a the Bound maps.
Yeah.
In StarCraft. They're, like, custom maps. And God, I remember like just getting disconnected. Like, Mom, yeah. Mom, Dad, no, yeah, it was so good.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was for me, it was Warcraft 3, mm-hmm. and I remember the phone would ring, and I'm like, oh my fucking God, no, no, don't pick up, don't pick up. I need this win.
Yeah.
And I'm like 11 years old or 12 years old.
Oh my God, yeah, those are good times.
Yeah,
we're so old.
I know it. It's weird now that like apparently like kids now don't even know how to use computers anymore. They're just like dumb.
Really?
Yes, of course. Because
well,
the
get better?
Because
no, that's all they do.
Because the computers are so good, you don't have to troubleshoot them anymore.
Oh my God, Aspen.
Yes.
We're born at the perfect time.
That's right.
We're the best generation.
That's right. We are. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
And now
the best of both worlds.
Yes. And yeah. And you've got these dumbass kids. Apparently, a lot of them. Like I was reading some study. Like they can't even. This is going to sound so fucking sad.
Okay.
I read a study today that a disturbing amount of kids in the UK can't go upstairs. They can't figure out how to go upstairs.
There's no way that's true. That dude, that nah.
Okay.
Wait, are you serious?
Well, of course I'm serious.
How do you not know how to go upstairs?
You just walk. You just what? Left foot, right foot.
No, that's rage bait for like old people.
Yeah,
sure.
I think Aspen. Are you sure it's not one of those like videos where like you know they ask someone a really stupid question and they only take the stupid answers?
I think it was a study and. The teachers were saying that 3 out of, let me see, kids UK can't go upstairs. I've got to find this. It's really bad.
Oh,
wow.
Yep, here we go. Some, huh? How about that?
So what, these are like 5-6-year-olds?
Yeah. They're not even potty trained.
Oh my God.
They're not potty, what?
I'm telling you, like, it's... Look at that.
No, but that has nothing to do with kids. That's like shit parents.
I mean, like, come on. You can't figure out how to go up a stairs.
Whoa.
Found 49% of teachers thought the problem.
If you're 5 and your parents never made you, like, go up the stairs, I mean, it would be kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, like, really? I mean, but the reason why they can't do it, it's because they're just, like, sitting there watching Cocomelon on a tablet, and they don't do anything. They can't even, like, go up, like, a few paragraphs. Yeah, delayed, look at that, delayed walkers, clumsy movements, dropping things, unable to climb a staircase.
Okay.
Yeah, no. that's shit parents, bro. Like,
see, I'm telling you, like, this is crazy.
No, like, technology just makes it easier for people to be shit parents.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's like, back in the day, it's like your parents would give you a stick and be like, all right, we'll have fun. You know, now they give you a tablet, but at least with a stick, you'd have to wave it around.
Well, here's the scary part about all of this, right?
Yeah.
The most terrifying part about this is like, shit parents, yeah, but this is going to scale, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when these kids grow up and then they have kids, it's going to be even worse.
It's like a multiplier effect.
Yes, it's a multiplier effect. That's
it's like their kids won't even be able to write their own name.
That's terrifying.
That shit in Wall-E where like they're just like obese sitting in the chairs.
Yeah, that's actually terrifying. Well, like, I'm like... genuinely scared for the next generation.
I was thinking about this, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like everybody talks about Idiocracy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. No, we're not, because they had stairs in Idiocracy. It's even worse. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
So, yes. No, I feel like we're going to a completely different, crazy, crazy place.
Yeah.
And so it's not rage bait, Emmy. It's real life, and it's happening right now. You're going to have 10-year-olds that won't know how to spell their own fucking name.
That's just terrifying.
Yep.
That's really
I don't
sad.
Even know what to say about that. I'm so terrified.
Can't do math.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, I feel like I'm going to cry. Like,
well, it was bad because remember I kept talking about those those teachers talking about how like a lot of their like high schoolers or middle schoolers couldn't read at like a 4th grade level. And I was like, that's insane. But like a 6-year-old not knowing how to climb stairs, that is really
sad. Like if you pull up, because you can pull up a video of a monkey that can go upstairs, a gibbon that can go upstairs.
Well, my fucking rabbits can go upstairs.
And not only can they go upstairs, but they're just fucking mogging them. They're just going up there like it's nothing,
okay,
right?
Okay, wait, maybe it's some weird mental block. Maybe it's just like, maybe they can go up the stairs, but they just think they can.
I think that the actual problem is that they're so weak because they never move. It's like, so you know how like they have like certain animals where they like intentionally restrict their movement to like get them, like it's like veal is like this, right? Mm-hmm. And so, except for now, we're doing this with people.
Bro, that's so fucked. Like, you know how people talk about how like obese parents letting their kids like become and stay obese as child abuse.
Yes.
I feel like this is like almost worse.
Well, it's basically the same thing.
It's about the same. Yeah, you're.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like you've got, and so apparently, I think it's like 3 or 5% of like kids nowadays are morbidly obese. That's 100 pounds over obese, and so
kids.
I looked it up on the AI told me this. And so I think it's true.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. We're going towards a hog nation, gentlemen. So like that Wall-E thing that you're saying is absolutely going to happen. Absolutely.
Damn.
Yep, that's right. And
that's just sad. Being born into that.
Well, 1 in 6 of obesity. No. That's just regular hogs. I'm talking whole hogs. Go to adolescent morbid obesity rate. Because that's 1 in 6. Okay, well, that's like what?
1 in 6 is crazy.
Yeah, but like...
still insane, yeah.
Morbid obesity rate. Okay, there you go. And that's the normal obesity. Let's see, does it say anywhere? I'd have to look. There we go. 1 in 5 are... yeah, they have obesity. So it's 1 in 5, 1 in 6. So morbid's probably a little bit less. And that's obviously a lot more. But you'd probably find it somewhere. Anyway... yes. How do you stop this from happening? You have to let kids beat the shit out of each other in playgrounds again.
Oh, wow.
That's the way that you do
it. Okay, Asmund.
Yes. Well, so this is the way that it works, is that whenever you were a little kid, like, I mean, Emmy, even you probably did that.
Oh, yeah. No, I would do that.
Right.
Yeah, I would. But me and other kids would beat the shit out of each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is what we would do.
I have a scar from it still.
That's good. That's that's like a battle score.
I mean, I feel like
it's a point of pride.
I feel like I got in one fight in
Oh no, these weren't like real fights. These were like play fights that I did.
Yeah.
Oh. Like we would role play like Super Smash Bros.
Oh, that's cool. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, we would do
just
stuff
like
that.
Kick and beat the shit out of each other.
Damn, I was just such a nerd. I felt like I was such an outcast when I was younger. I always like just kept to myself. I was actually really quiet back then. So
really?
Really had those interactions. Yeah.
Oh,
surprisingly.
For us, like it was really bad. Like we would, you know, like the monkey bars?
Mm-hmm.
Like we would play this game where like we would get facing each other.
Yeah.
And we would just kick each other until one person fell down.
Jesus.
And I would just kick the other person in the face over and over.
Oh my
and
God.
Over until they fell down.
We had a game like this. It's called like horse something.
I don't know.
Chicken like, horse?
Yeah, chicken. We call it chicken. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And I was like 9, 10 years old. And then we would like throw rocks at each other. And it was like a game. You had to dodge the rocks. Mm. Oh, yeah. It was a great time. And so that's what you have to let kids do that. Because if they don't do that, there's no reason for them to move around.
Yeah.
And so if you give them like a bunch of sticks, well, they'll figure out what to do with the sticks. And they're going to hit each other with the sticks. It's like, oh, well, that's mean. No, it's not. That's what monkeys do. And we're monkeys. So just let them do it.
That's true.
It's that simple. And so that's the secret. Have to let kids beat the shit out of each other again. Throw rocks at each other again.
That's a very good solution. It's just like, it's very surprising to me because I guess like from my perspective, I was, you know, in the animes and like the movies where you have that one kid that's always just in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, he shoots up the school.
I was always just like the kid like until like, I want to say like, God, I mean, even like high school a little bit. I was always just like the kid. Well, actually in high school, I was like the kid that was like in every friend group.
Yeah.
But like up until high school, it was kind of like I was always like the kid that was like just by himself in the corner, not really talking.
Yeah.
It was a very, very, very quiet person until like around high school. So,
okay. Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like that's what do you think that they should do to the kids?
Bro, I don't even fucking know. Like, I feel like because there's always been shitty parents, right?
Yeah.
But like, back in the day, if a kid was neglected, they would just like go out and like figure out their own shit, like you were saying.
Yeah.
But now, like, they're probably just gonna stay in their room and like be on their phone or computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I really don't know.
It's too good.
It's technology.
You can't make shitty parents not exist.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've got to let the kids go out and play with sticks, and you've got to let them get hurt sometimes. That's it. And that's just how it is. And if you don't let them do that, they're never going to learn.
Yeah.
And then they're going to grow up to be adults, and then they're going to go fucking crazy, and they're going to fuck up their life. That's what happens. Yep, because
yeah,
you
that's so sad. Like, I just can't imagine, like, the first, like, I don't know, like, 18, the like, a lot of these people probably won't even move out of their parents' house when they're 18. So, like, I don't know, like, 18 to 25 years of your life.
Yeah.
Just, like, all you know is being inside, like, on your phone.
Yeah, you're addicted to, like, anime girls. You have, like, emotional relationships. The only thing that you're attracted to are animals that aren't real. Hmm. All of your friends are on the internet. You don't even know
like,
what any of them
how,
look like.
If that's your whole life for, like, your formative years, how are you supposed to go out and, like, have something else?
Well, you don't. Yeah,
yeah,
you don't.
Exactly.
You just sit home all day and you complain about it on Twitter. That's what you do. Where do you think all these people come from? Yeah. Yeah. They're on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with staying at your parents' house as long
as you're
active.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, yeah.
I was at my, like, I'm still living at my pop's house.
Yeah, no, I just meant from the perspective of, like, someone who feels, like, very, like, trapped in their life.
Oh,
yeah. Like, they're,
yeah,
like, I know that I'm miserable, but I don't know how to fix it because this is what I've always
right.
known.
Like, you were locked down until you were, like, 15, right?
My parents were very, like, overprotective, but no,
yeah,
like, I still would, like, go out and, like, at school do, like, whatever I want. It's just that, like, they would, like, I'd have, like, curfews and, like, they would be controlling over, like, my internet access, but I had like a normal or, like, good childhood.
Okay.
I would say, but I meant like in the, like, if someone who has lived their whole life, like, not really knowing how to go out and socialize, like, they've just always been on their phone, like, always living at their parents' house.
Yeah.
I think that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that living at your parents' house
True.
At all is bad, like, I once
agree,
you're 100%. An adult.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, okay.
Like, yeah, no, it's like
it's
you
not.
Put everything together and it's bad. You have one or two things.
Yeah.
It could actually be good, mm-hmm. but all of it
yeah.
together.
No,
that's
I think
issue.
People should live at their parents' house as long as they can.
Okay,
but,
yeah, yeah. I just feel like it's you say.
Yeah,
money,
but I just mean in the case of someone who, like, that's all they've ever known and they're,
oh,
like,
yeah,
trapped
okay.
in
yeah.
that
yeah.
fucking sucks. I wouldn't know what to do because I feel like those people they all from what I've seen, they're, like, depressed, but they mm-hmm. don't know how to make it better because their brain is just trapped in this state that they can't really, I don't know.
They're lazy.
It's hard to just imagine something that isn't
yeah.
there yet. Like, imagine, like, a future when you're stuck in, like, the same place, when you haven't, like, gone anywhere. It's hard to, like, kind of imagine that.
Because, like, have you never seen how you imagine an elephant?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You kind of have to go out and explore and, like, live life and find your opportunities.
Yeah.
Is what Emmy's trying to say. Yeah, I agree 100%. I 100% agree with
you. Oh, it's a huge issue now because you have people that, like, they spend their entire life online. Like, it's weird because, like, there are so many friction elements of, like, life mm-hmm. that people just don't have to go through anymore. Like, you know, like, calling a person's house and their parent picks up the phone and then it's, like, the landline and it's, like, oh, can I speak to Timmy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, like, there's an element of, like, friction and interaction you have to deal with there that's uncomfortable. And, like, now all of these things are just totally gone. Yeah, it's totally removed. And so I think if you have a world where there's no friction, that's how you have people that can't climb stairs. That's
yeah.
exactly it. Yep. There you go.
Well, I mean, a lot of the friction I see that these people talk about is like, oh, someone left a mean comment on my thing. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, oh, man.
Yeah, somebody said that I'm fat. And
yeah.
it's like, yeah, big fucking surprise. So, yeah, you keep posting pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to happen? And yeah, professional victims, complainers, etc. So you have tomorrow the New Year's.
Yes, the Lunar
the
New Year
Lunar
party.
New Year.
Okay.
Yes.
Excited?
Yes, everyone who is in town is coming. I sent like 30 invites. Everyone said yes. So.
I did say probably, to be fair. I said I will probably go. So we'll see.
I mean, I'm going to go. I've never done a Chinese New Year party. This
yeah.
sounds fun. This sounds really
good.
It's
fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have food and then some activities. And I don't want to, like,
excited.
Say what all of them are. But
I'll make
yeah.
sure I won't eat anything until the party.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have snacks.
Are you
going to
have fortune cookies?
You know what? I actually didn't think about that.
Wow.
No, actually, I have something better than fortune cookies.
What? Oh, you can't say.
No,
well,
right, okay.
I mean, I told my stream, but maybe I just won't tell you guys.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Right.
No
that's
surprise.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've never, I remember last year you did the event, and
mm-hmm.
it was super good, and I
yeah,
remember
it was fun.
I did.
I just like everyone getting together and, like, having fun stuff for people to do and seeing everyone. I really do like hosting parties, which, I mean, it's kind of weird since I'm a bit of an introvert, but I just enjoy doing it.
You like raid leading, but you don't like being in the raid.
Yeah, I guess so.
I get it. Yes, exactly.
So Emmy would be one of those mythic plus shop callers that are outside of the raid. Yeah. I always thought that, when I first saw that, I was like, damn, this guy's like gaming while making all these calls, but it was actually someone outside the raid. I really think that's super cool. That they
Well, I like being at the parties, but I don't want to be like the center of attention.
That makes sense.
But I like hosting parties and planning parties.
I think you just like keeping company that, you know. You don't like the big, like, get-togethers with a bunch of random people.
Oh, no.
But you like the more exclusive.
Yeah, I like an excuse to see a lot of people that I know and like all at once.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I've been more social recently, and it's been a little bit unpleasant, but
really?
It's been okay. Like, I've survived, right? I've survived.
It's good.
So you're an introvert too, Asmund.
Well, I mean, I can get along with people. Everything's okay. You know, it's fine. It's just usually at the end of the day, I do like to go home and sit in my room in the dark.
I like that too.
And then I can recover.
Yeah.
And then I play video games.
People always say I'm an extrovert. I'm not an extrovert.
Yeah.
I swear I'm not. Like, I really get, it doesn't show, but I get super exhausted when it's when I'm with people that I don't particularly know very well.
Oh, I'm the same. I get so fucking tired so fast.
I mean, I enjoy meeting
you. Because you're streaming at that point, right?
Well, but I don't really get tired streaming.
I don't get tired streaming.
Well, like, what I mean is, like, you're putting on a persona. You're like, you kind of have like a bit of your guard up, right? In a way, if you're dealing with like new people, at least like that's how it is with me.
I'm kind of myself. I guess I just like, it's weird. I like meeting new people.
Yeah.
And then I like meeting new people, but I like being around people that I know really well.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes me just feel comfortable. And if I'm with people that I know really well and I'm going out to meet new people, then I feel fine. But if I'm just like by myself and I'm meeting new people, it's good for a while, but then I like notice I'm getting burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And unless like the conversation's like kind of interesting, I'll notice myself like slowly like just fading away.
Yeah, it's like, all right, guys, I gotta go. I had something come up. Yeah, I gotta leave.
Out. Yeah,
go back into my hole.
Yeah, just totally go AFK.
Yeah,
like I'll even do that inside of like events, and I'm just like not even there anymore.
Yeah. I feel like such an asshole sometimes when it happens. It's not that I don't
hate
like
when that happens, because I'm like, I want to be involved in this and like talking a lot, but I'm like, I just fucking can't.
Yeah, I'm just
Well, there's a lot of people that are like like, it's hard to, like, be assertive in that way, right? Because, like, especially, and it's, like, kind of what you're saying about how, like, it's hard to know how to do that when you don't do that a lot. Mm-hmm. And then it's also, like, I'm, like, a naturally pretty reserved guy, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't like to go out and put myself out there. Like, I'm okay to it.
Yeah, I
can host an event or do something like that. But I'm not necessarily going to look forward to this. I will just do it as an obligation, and then I will leave.
Yeah.
And so other than that, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, for me, I feel like I'm like super non-confrontational. Like I'll try to avoid like an issue or a problem as much as possible.
Oh, I am too.
I'll try, like, if someone's like has like an issue or a problem, I try to do like whatever I can to try to make them feel better.
Yeah.
And I've ran into problems doing that. I've like ran into problems where like eventually like it gets to like a boiling point and I just can't resolve the issue, and then they blow up on me, and I'm like, oh my god, like I really didn't want this to happen. Now I'm in this huge conflict, and I kind of have to like explain my point of view, and then it just gets weird to the point where like I start resenting that person sometimes.
It's, for me, I've had the opposite experience.
Oh, really?
My experience is that most problems, everybody always tells you, don't ignore your problems. They won't go away.
Yeah
they will. Yeah, tons of them will.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are tons of people that have a huge problem, and I'm like, I'll talk to you about it in a couple of days. By that point, it's gone.
Hmm.
It's not an issue anymore. No problem. And I've learned that myself, and like that's been a huge, huge difference for me. And so, like, yeah, usually I just don't worry about any of that stuff at all.
Okay.
And I if somebody needs my help to do something, I'll do it. It's not a big deal. But most of the time, it's like people that are just trying to be annoying or something like that.
Or try to get something from you.
Yeah.
You just can never tell.
Oh, yes.
That's why I feel like meeting new people is so exhausting, because I just never know what they really want, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I feel like most of them have good intentions. Thankfully,
yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't ever really worry about that, honestly. Like, to an extent that I do. But like, I'm always like very, as I said, like reserved. So it's like, I'm not just gonna, you know, commit to really anything.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even really commit to this podcast. Like, I got trapped into it.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. You could have easily said like, I'm not doing that or just not shown up.
Well,
or this
yeah,
is like the last episode.
But then like you, so, well, the thing is like, so before we started it, Emmy asked me, she's like, yeah, do you want to do a podcast? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. And then she goes on her stream. She's like, guess what we're doing?
Okay, that's not even what you said.
Guess what we're doing?
You said like, oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, that means he wants to do it.
Hmm.
I am the master of never saying yes, but making people think that. But unfortunately,
but
she took it too far.
We could have easily still not done it.
Well, no, because at that point, then I'd look like an asshole. Yeah, so, and that was the reason why you did it. Because
no,
now I'm trapped.
No, okay, no, actually, no, it wasn't to trap you. It's because there was like all the other shit going on. I was like, I want to give people some good news. Guys, we're going to do this new thing. That's why, not because I was trying to trick you.
Yeah, it was for the people. Like, it was for my own good. It was for everybody else's
good. No, not for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's just how it is. It's fine.
I think it's good.
No, it is. It is. It's 83 episodes we've had on the show. 12 left, by the way.
I see why that's so long.
Yeah, yeah. And
honestly, not... 83, pretty good for a podcast.
I would say
so. Do most podcasts not last this long?
No.
There's a lot of podcasts that only go to about 10 episodes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's hard to do. It's hard to commit to stuff. And then also, like, for me at least, I never have problems thinking about things to talk about because I'm involved in so many different types of drama.
Yeah.
So many stupid things. Like, you can ask me, like, anything stupid that's happened over the past week, I know about it. And that's just how it is.
Okay, I'll try you. Name one stupid thing.
Out of what context?
Just like, I don't know, some stupid drama.
Well, you've got to be more specific.
Damn it. Okay.
What's going on with H3H3?
Ooh. Okay. So.
I genuinely don't know.
You actually don't.
No. Well, okay. So this is as much as.
Okay,
no.
So you're not baiting for drama.
No.
You're actually
Wait,
not baiting.
Should I not have said anything?
Too late.
Oh.
What happened?
Okay, no.
It's too late.
Well, if anyone was getting baited, it'd be you, not me. I don't think anyone.
How would I be getting baited?
Because people are going to care what you say.
Well, but I've already said all this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, so I know that Hassan and H3H used to have a podcast, and I thought that they were friends.
Okay.
But apparently not.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
So basically, Ethan from H3H3 and Hassan had a podcast called Leftovers. It is a left-wing political podcast that they had. It was going on. They were good friends. Everybody was happy, and all things were good. Then over time, there were a couple of things that Hassan did that made Ethan lose trust in him. And eventually, Ethan's wife, Hila, who is actually from Israel, the like October 7th terror attack happened on Israel. And then Hassan kind of shifted more towards like justifying, or not even necessarily justifying, but not condemning it in a way that made Ethan feel comfortable. And so that kind of devolved into Hassan's audience attacking Ethan because he, by extension of his wife Hila, was like in proximity to Israel, who they think is like bad. And then so that created a rift that just got bigger and bigger and bigger until Ethan finally like said, okay, let's not do the podcast anymore. Podcast totally falls apart. Now they hate each other. And this was like 2 years ago or like, yeah,
oh,
it was
wow.
over a year ago, right?
I had no idea that
And
happened.
Then this, it keeps getting bigger. And now like basically Hassan has said a number of things that were negative about Ethan. Ethan said a lot of things that were negative about Hassan. And now Ethan brings out a video. It is, I believe, 1 hour and 47 minute video, like literal fucking full length movie production
Jesus.
Video about Hassan and all the bad things he's done. And so it already has
Whoa.
Over 2 million
That's
views.
That's insane.
It's nuts. Yeah. People are eating this shit up. And so basically, like, I haven't watched it yet, right? Because I'm saving it for my stream. But I have seen, like, clips and, like, snippets of it. And it is insane. So, yeah, that's what happened.
So is that him trying to, like, ruin Hassan's
absolutely
career, basically.
That's what he is. That is absolutely.
But don't.
Yes, 100%.
Don't like a lot of people have kind of a negative opinion of H3H3
well,
now?
People hate both of them.
That's yeah, they fair, want a reason to true. Hate.
Yeah. Yeah, they hate both they don't of care. Them. And so, like, at this point, right? And, like, I'm sure Ethan was, like, okay with it. But, like, then now that he's, like, gotten a lot of, like, negative criticism, people have been hostile towards him. It's, like, basically he's been teasing this video for, like, months now that he's going to make this video. It finally comes out, and it's, like, huge. A lot of people are talking about it. And it seems like, I mean, a lot of the things in the video, because usually if you put out a video like that and it's full of bullshit, people would have immediately called it out, right? And I don't really see a lot of people saying that. So it seems like at least a lot of the accusations seem to be at least factually true.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, some people might not care about them, but it seems like they're factually true. Yeah, it's nuts.
Well, isn't I mean, I'd imagine the two were pretty close.
Is it all stuff? Well, I mean, you say you didn't watch, but is it all stuff like bad takes or like, because
Hassan yeah.
hasn't like done anything, right?
It's there's
he
nothing
says stuff that makes some people mad.
Yes. There's nothing, like, as far as I know, there's nothing that's like illegal that he's doing. He's just has opinions that people find disagreeable or very bad.
Okay. So this is right? like a YouTube twit longer.
Basically, yes, that's right. And it's very long.
Jesus. Okay.
And so yeah, 1 hour and 47
yeah,
minutes
how,
longer.
Man, how can you even put that much in there?
Well, he streams a lot. Hassan streams 8 hours a day. It's a lot of content.
Yeah, it's a lot of content.
You know, over years, yeah, you've got a lot of content to go with. And then it's also about, like, Twitch's moderation and then how, you know, they're biased and everything, too. And so
but
it's
we
been
all
a,
do that.
Of course yeah, they are. Known. And it's just so obvious. But, yeah, basically that's what the drama is. So, yes, any drama, anything stupid, any news, yep, unfortunately I know about it.
Yeah, well,
Nothing. I'm not spending time farming.
Okay. Well, I've learned my lesson about drama.
Really?
To be honest. I am tired of giving opinions on things like that I don't know the full story.
So, when was the last time that happened? Do you want to talk about it? Or is it just
the last
like
time
a,
I gave
yeah,
an opinion get, when I yeah. was just like, I
well, like last time that you got involved in drama that you regretted it?
Probably the whole Poke XQC drama. I really just wish I never took a part of that. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I really every yeah. day I wake up and I dread every moment of it. And I'm just like, I
really?
Just wish,
How are you even involved?
Because I had a guilt leader brain, right? So let me explain.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, okay. It was the kicking.
I was in
right?
charge of like recruitment and stuff. And
yeah.
Like kicking, so I had a guilt leader brain. When I originally invited Jesse to the guild.
By the way, is XQC's friend, kind of like stream. I don't like using the word orbiter because it's kind of a pejorative, but he's like just a friend and like a person that's like around XQC.
Yeah. I originally invited him to the guild. I didn't think there were going to be any problems. So I just invited him. It's like, oh, it's Jesse. I know Jesse. I know him for a while. He knows like, keep in mind, I'm a gameplay streamer. I don't keep up with all of this drama bullshit. I don't really give a fuck. I've never given a fuck about it until OnlyFans was the first time I've been involved in any sort of drama. So I don't know the backstory. I don't know the history.
That's a lot of drama.
I don't know shit, right? So yeah. Like, I invite Jesse to the guild, and then I mention it in front of Poke, and then Poke DMs me, and he's like, Jesse, what the fuck? And I'm like, what, is there a problem? So I'm telling him about how, like, you know, yeah, I heard like you and Jesse like know of each other, and he's like, "What the fuck, Jesse used my name to get in the guild," and I'm like, I'm not sure. It's like kind of gets weird. So I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?"
So he's like immediately aggro.
He's like immediately like super aggro and DMs me, like, and I'm just like, I'm feeling like a lot of pressure. I'm like, "Holy shit, what the fuck did Jesse do something like really fucking bad?"
Yeah,
I, like, fuck up here. Poke's been in the guild. He's level 60. He's already created all these interactions with, and again, like I talked about interactions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's already made like a lot of friends in the guild, like T1 and everyone. He's been talking to all of them, and they love Poke because, you know, when Poke wants to be funny, he can be pretty funny and entertaining.
Sure.
So at this point, I feel like super responsible. I'm like, well, okay, fuck. Maybe I'll just undo what I did, right?
Yeah.
So then I proceed to remove.
You kick Jesse out of the guild.
I removed Jesse from the guild. But then, like, I think the part where I fucked up was, I kind of crashed out because I'd been up dealing with all the bullshit for so long.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got really mad at Jesse. And I'm not saying it was right to get mad at him. I don't think it was right for me to like be mad at him. But I felt like I was a little annoyed because I didn't know about the drama. But again, I didn't know it was like super old drama, because why would this be an issue? It's 2 years ago. apparently.
Yeah.
Right. So I didn't know that it was 2 years ago. I thought it was like a, like maybe like 3-4 days ago something happened or some shit. The last time I remember, they were on good terms. Right. But like,
yeah, sure.
Again, like I crash out in my offline chat. So I get mad, Jesse. I'm like, just dude, fuck Jesse. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know why like all these problems are being caused. And again, I'm talking in my offline chat. I don't think it's gonna go anywhere. It's my fucking offline chat.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
a big streamer. I have like fucking like 2K viewers. I'm not a 20K Andy.
Sure.
But that shit gets clipped or put on LSF. Then XQC reacts to the clip.
Of course he does.
So guess what happens now? I get XQC fucking viewers, Jesse viewers coming in my goddamn Twitter, hate bombing it.
Yeah, of course.
Hate raiding me. Going after my sponsors, by the way, my Tekken sponsor, which I've wanted a Tekken sponsor for God knows how long, posting all of this racist shit, calling me a fucking pedophile, all of this crazy shit, because I like 2D anime girls, so like, you like 2D? Oh, pedophile, boom.
Oh.
It's just like, in the most insane shit ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not gonna like blame it on XQC or blame it on Jesse, or I'm not gonna blame it, they can't control
it. It's just what happens. Viewers.
It's just what happens when you wanna hate, right? And then Pokes like DMing me saying, oh man, why did you type that shit? It's so fucking bad for me. It's so bad for me.
Oh my God.
I'm like, bro, it's bad for me too. Like, it's not just bad for you.
The funny thing is, like, I was talking shit about him, right? Like, whenever we did that stream.
Yeah,
and Lakara, you were there, right? And like, he never messaged me. He didn't say a fucking thing to me. And so, yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I think, listen, the thing is with Poke is I still, and it's still on, if you can go 2 years without crashing out on somebody and causing drama, maybe I can trust you again. But as far as I know, you reset the clock yesterday. So
I mean, I like what one
it's
thing
too much, man.
I mean,
what is this?
The thing is, like, I try to play neutral as much as I can.
Sure.
Like, I personally don't dislike Poke. I want to like Poke. I do.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I don't like the way he talks to me sometimes in DMs. I
right.
don't. It kind of like rubs me the wrong way in a sense, like when he aggressively types me and I understand he's mad. But bro, like I had your best interest. I really did. And
just
I just
stop
feel like
getting stop getting mad. Like, I don't want to deal with somebody who's mad. Like, yeah, that's the way I feel about it. Like, I don't want to deal with you being hostile to me. Just stop.
Oh,
it.
it's like
yeah,
super hostile.
Weird.
So I feel like, oh, again, non-confrontational.
Yeah.
I try to resolve issues the best way I can. And like, you know, sometimes I crash out. Dude, me and Jesse, we've been talking shit to each other for like forever. Like the shit I typed to Jesse, he literally laughed about it. He didn't.
Yeah, sure.
Like in the offline chat.
Nobody.
So
cares,
like, when that whole shit happened, I was like, oh my fucking God, bro. Like, get me the fuck out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I saw that. I mean, like, I found out very recently that he even, like, he was getting in some fucking argument with XQC, and I come up. Now I'm involved. And you know what? Poke died on Onyxia. So how about that? Yeah, that's karma. And that's what you fucking get. You get what you deserve. And so, yeah, he's not in the guild anymore because he's fucking dead. Well, I think it's fucking hilarious. I do. And I don't know why some people are like that. I think that they get insecure and they get hostile because it's like a cornered animal, man. It's a cornered animal, and they're like looking to like, because if you have a raccoon in a room and you let the raccoon leave the room, it will leave the room. There will never be a hostile interaction because this is an animal that's evolved millions of years. You think it's evolved this way by causing trouble? Fuck no. And so it's going to try to get out of here. And 90% of animals are like that. But if you corner them, then they're going to get ferocious and they're going to get aggressive. And that's what those people like that do, because they feel cornered.
Yeah.
And they feel cornered because they're insecure. And that's it.
It's sad because it doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't
Everyone
have to
could
be that.
Be friends.
But it does for them, though. It has to be that way for them. And it's sad. But yeah, I see it happen with people all the time. Streamers crashing out, getting super mad about stuff. Like, I used to be, I used to take things a lot more personally. Nowadays, when I read, like, I'll even see threads of, like, somebody saying something bad about me. A lot of it, I don't even watch the clip.
Yeah.
Watch it. Like, oh, yeah, somebody said I'm an asshole. Yeah, well, kind of true. That's right. Yeah, okay. What am I going to do? I think that, like, really, it's especially true for, like, people that are, like, kind of, like, smaller creators, and especially if they're interacting with, like, bigger people, like with XQC, right?
Yeah, I can get that. It can be scary.
You're like this, you know, this,
I can understand that for some people.
Like the little man syndrome, and it's like low self-esteem, where it's like normally I mean, because you remember, like, we would hang out even whenever I wasn't like a huge streamer, and like everything was fucking normal, right?
Yeah,
everybody's fucking normal.
Yeah,
and it's the people that act weird are always gonna be weird. It's just being popular gives them more of a microphone to be weird with.
Yeah, you always you always think to yourself that, like, oh, like, you changed, right?
Yeah,
no,
sure.
They didn't change. They were always like that. But now just have the power to act on it. And
that's right.
That's all it comes down to. And it's fucking disgusting, and I hate it.
Yeah, money does, like, money does not corrupt people. Money allows corrupt people to act on their corruption.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what it is.
Well said. Very well said.
Yeah, it's so bad. Because, like, I've seen this over the years, and it's like, I remember even in, like, guilds, like, I mean, I'm sure, like, some people in like, the comments remember these. It's like, you have somebody, and it's like, they're in the guild, everything's fucking fine, they take an officer role, or they take a leadership role.
Yeah, they just become a fucking douche.
And now they're Hitler.
Yeah, but it's like, they were always that way, they just didn't have the power to do it before.
Yep, and now that they can do it, they're gonna go all the way.
Yeah.
That's it. It's crazy. And so I think streamers are the same way, and it's especially true with streamers, because, like, you know, you said you had friends in high school and everything. I think a lot of people view, like, Twitch as, like, a new social group, and they want to sit at the popular kids table.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, I don't know. For me, I've always had tons of friends. I've never had problems getting along with people. Everything's always been fine. Like, did I get bullied? I mean, like, people made fun of me for different stuff, but I made fun of other people for different stuff.
Yeah.
Not really. No. And so I don't think I need to do this. And I think, like, you know, you're probably the same, and he's probably the same. It's not a big deal, right?
No.
But for some people, oh my God.
It's everything to them.
Yeah, they never change.
They got the ego. They got to prove something that they couldn't prove when they're 16, and now they're 28. They've got to fucking do it. It's embarrassing.
I mean, prove what, man? No one.
Prove
no one's
they're a fucking loser.
Like, the only person who really cares is yourself.
Is them? Yeah, it's them. Nobody's thinking about this. Nobody's worrying about this at all.
Like, you're just letting it live rent free in your head.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Fabrication of your own
making
imagination.
Themselves
you're griefing
too.
Yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're making yourself mad.
Exactly. Yep.
For nothing.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And it's the same as, like, people on, like, Reddit and, like, these internet communities. They'll just get on these communities and they'll just get mad all day.
Yep.
And it's like, I'll read these people's, like, you know, I'll see somebody, like, typing, like, angry things in my chat, and I'll, like, click on their profile. It says, like, 817 messages. Wait, what the fuck? Like, and you're just going through this, and it's like, I hate you, I hate you. And this is, like, every other day you're coming in here. And it's like, at a certain point, is this self-harm? Like, I must have, I have probably increased this person's blood pressure by at least one point. And it's like, I'm literally killing you. Like, how are you letting me kill you? What is this? People are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. I'm very, very used to it now, though.
Okay.
Like, I used to be very bothered by it. Now it's like, like, every single week there's something new, something bad that I've said or done. And it's like, I don't even.
Rose on you.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's just another day at the job.
Yeah, I feel like I can get like that with certain things. Just like, I guess I'm still, like, again, like, the whole drama thing really affected me in a way like I was not expecting, because I was just like, man, I'm not. This is like actual hate.
Yeah.
Jesus, first time I've experienced actual hate.
Yeah.
Like, God damn, that is. Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy.
Oh, yeah. And it's the same, like, I mean, because you guys, y'all don't really get, like, you're not really, like, for me, like, I'm in there causing trouble every day. Like, I'm saying something.
Me and Lack are never causing problems.
Well, I am. I cause enough problems.
You said that with a smile. You're like, oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking, that shit-eating grin. I love it.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, it's what I love to do. I think, and also I think the best is yet to come. I think that I've got some really, really interesting things that I have planned out.
Hey, you live in the sauce. I respect it as an artist. I can't do it.
It's really fun for me.
I think I'm like, I don't know if it's like soft-hearted or what. I can't. It's like a lot.
I can't do that. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's too much. You have some strong, like, mental fortitude.
Yeah.
Like, actually. Like, that's an impressive
mental
amount.
Mental illness.
Okay.
Or
thank
illness.
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah, illness or fortitude. Yeah, it might be more of an illness. I'm not sure.
It's crazy how often those are confused. I think it's definitely true. Like, I mean, I'm just very much like, I try to be as, you know, chill or anything as possible. Yeah. And, you know, like, if people are unhappy about it, it's not really that big of a deal to me. But, you know, waking up and it's like, it's another day. Okay, well, I've got to deal with this one and this other thing. And it's like, oh, God. It's like the Elon Musk drama. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is... But then the thing is, the video for that was really popular. So it's like, it's part of the job.
It's part of the job.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I guess it comes with the, you know, the fame comes with something, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Did anything else for you guys happen in the last week? Anything else interesting?
I parsed pretty hard in Onyxia.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you saw me parse?
Yeah, then Ompi died. He was out parsing you for a bit.
Yeah, they say I'm now the best mage. I took his torch. The second Ompi died, I started pumping.
Nice. You're like, it's going to be me next.
I heard there's something I can get to pump even harder. It's called like PI from a priest or
power
something.
Infusion.
How does that work?
It just makes you cast faster.
Really?
I don't know if power infusion's in classic. I forgot even if it is or not.
They were saying
I don't remember having it when I played priest.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's
I'm not sure. It could be like a skill tree thing or something.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It's like discipline or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But like, yeah, there's a few buffs and everything that you can get, and like other things too that you can do.
Okay.
But like otherwise, yeah, I mean, mages are never going to be like top DPS.
Well, I heard they're strong at first and they fall off.
Actually, it's weird because like there's like a weird U, right? Mm-hmm. Where like at the beginning they're really good because they just cast frost bolts, and like a lot of the early mobs have like no frost resist basically.
Molten Core.
Right? Yeah, Molten Core. And so then in the middle, you have warriors that are just scaling super hard with like now they're getting critical strike gear, more rage.
And then all the world buffs kind of like I heard.
Well, world buffs compound for warriors in like in multiplicative ways.
Yes.
Whereas for mages, they don't.
It doesn't really. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a numerical flat bonus.
Yes.
Whereas like a warrior, it's like you're doing more crits, and then crits are giving you more rage, and you're getting more rage to do more damage.
Exactly.
And the more damage is also critting. And it's like, okay, holy shit, right? You're popping the fuck off. But when you get to Nax and you have like really, really good gear, then you go fire and you can go with Ignite, and then you can actually do as much damage as a warrior in some cases.
Damn, okay.
In some very, very limited cases. But like in those cases, it's crazy. Yeah.
I'm excited about
it. But like that's not for a while.
Okay.
But like Molten Core, like, yeah, you can still pump and do like absolutely.
Yeah, so Mage doesn't sound as bad as I thought.
No. Mage is a very good class. Like I think every class in like Classic is actually very, very well designed.
I will say I did definitely enjoy the leveling process, like AoE grinding on Mage to 60. I love that, and I love doing dungeons on Mages because you just have so much control on a Mage with like the CC, the Frost Nova, the Blizzard, the Cone of Cold. You
some Mages have that control.
Not all. Some Mages. Yeah. Mages maybe with their keyboard plugged in.
Right.
And maybe, you know, a mana gym.
Et cetera, or the road. Yeah, no, I mean, like, definitely, I don't know. Like, I think that's what MMOs need is, like, every game that has, like, that interdependency, I think that's one of the things that, like, really makes games kind of, like, social.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you, like, let's say you're functioning at, like, 50% efficiency.
Yeah.
But then you play with somebody else who's also functioning at 50% efficiency, and now you're not collectively at 100%, you're at 200%.
Yeah.
And you have, like, this multiplier effect. And that's what really makes playing together online really fun and classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like they just don't, like, that's the problem. MMOs are not like that anymore.
No, they're not.
They're not. And that's why I like, Classic definitely has its downs.
Yeah.
But it really does have its ups. And I just wish I could have, like, I heard the PvP is really good too. Another reason why I hate hardcore is, like, I'm a big PvP guy.
Yeah, you can't even do it.
You cannot, like, they could have at least added battlegrounds where your character doesn't die fully, you know?
Yeah,
just get to have fun. Because I feel like we're missing like 40, 50% of the game. Like a lot of the fun I had in MMOs was gearing up to do the PvP.
But oh, yeah.
It's kind of taken away.
Well, it's like back in the day when you got a new weapon, where did you go? You went into the battleground, right?
Yeah, you're, you like, went to go duel someone. You duel your friend, like, hey, let me hit you with this thing.
Yeah,
bam!
Oh, my God.
Damn,
yeah.
Look at that crit. Woo! Yeah, get fucked.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And now you just don't have that anymore. And I think it's like kind of disappointing, right? Most games don't have that. And if they do have it, it's because you've paid a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that we've gone through a lot of stuff. It's a good time to, you know, take a break and call it a day.
Yeah.
So,
good convo, man.
Good show.
Lots of talking about the good old days, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The good old days.
Well, the way you know back in my day, it used to be. Remember back whenever?
Remember 12 years ago?
Reminiscing? Yeah. God, I feel old.
Yeah, only 12 years ago. And anyway, guys, thank you all very much for watching. We appreciate it. Make sure to check out our Patreon and leave your comments down below. And we will see you all in the next one. Peace.
Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. A sparkle in your eyes. It makes me realize all we need is you and shines from your eyes. It brightens in a cloudy